Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome in or welcome back, depending on your listening station of choice. Welcome back if you're a suspect on ESPN 97.5. Welcome in if you're SportsMap 94.1. We'll take you from 3 to 4 on both stations until we hand it off to the Blitz, who, by the way, are at the Hyatt Regency in the Galleria today doing their show live. They're going to have Brian Ching on. So if you want to celebrate happy hour with the Blitz, check them out at the Hyatt.
See Brian Ching. It's a really fun spot to go to. Seriously.
You've been there before. I've heard them mention you. Yes.
Yeah, it's fun. There's good food. And then you can have fun with the Blitz.
Cool.
I've been there, I want to say twice. It's fun.
Astros update. So it was 4-0, and then Charlie Morton struggled a little bit, scuffling. It's 4-3 now. So you see what AJ Hinch is doing, because it's one out, runners on first and second. First and third, excuse me, with Chris Davis at the plate. And he brings in Colin McHugh. And you talk about high leverage situations, and you hear us mention it all the time. This is definitely a high-leverage situation. So even though Colin McHugh isn't necessarily your closer, it's a great spot. This is why you don't save him for the ninth inning.
But it also shows how much trust Hinch has in McHugh.
But because he can now, not only can he get you out of this inning, but he can pitch a few more innings. So this is why you don't necessarily make a guy like McHugh a closer.
Shout out to Tyler for that Astros update.
Huh?
We just got done giving Tyler a hard time for giving us Astros updates, but that was good.
Oh, I don't remember that. On air?
Yeah, that's why he came in here all hot and bothered. Because
no, he told us to go to break.
No, okay. I was giving him a hard time because he texted me Astros updates after you and I had just got done speaking.
He was just giving Tyler a hard time about last thing.
Okay. This Brendan Schaub thing.
I just saw that. I wanted you to see it because obviously you just did a gig with Brendan Schaub, and I wanted to get your thoughts. I know this is news to you because it just came down the wire.
Yeah, and I don't know. Do we know what Dana said? Because this was what he said. And so apparently, based off of this, Dana White took a run at Brendan Schaub because my guess is I saw Schaub didn't have nice things to say about the post-fight hijinks with Daniel Cormier and Brock Lesnar. So, Schaub posts this. This is hilarious. Yes, Joe Rogan, one of my best friends, has played a significant role in my post-fight career, no doubt. You're right about that, Dana White. Two TV shows, sold-out worldwide comedy tour, successful podcast, and just booked my first major movie. Super grateful. However, if it weren't for the Fertittas loaning your ass millions of dollars to invest into an idea that wasn't yours from the start, you wouldn't be bleep. How's it feel to know that the real businessmen brains left the UFC and it's been a shell of itself with you at the forefront? You tried it all. CM Punk experiment, begging Brock to come back, and praying at night for a Connor text. Tough job to do with without Lorenzo holding your hand, making sure you don't mess it all up. Can't feel good. You'd be a cardio kickboxing coach in Boston in your late 40s, hoping to grab a ticket to my stand-up front row if Lorenzo Fertitta didn't save your ass. This is the worst part to me of all that. Also, this is no way Eskimo brothers should talk to one another. Last warning. Do you know what an Eskimo brother is?
I don't know what an Eskimo brother is.
You don't?
No. What?
An Eskimo brother
Jong is explaining to me what an Eskimo brother is.
It's when two dudes share a woman. I have no idea that that was a thing.
At the same time or in their lifetime?
I don't think it's necessarily at the same time.
So according to Urban Dictionary, an Eskimo brother is when two guys have had sex with the same girl.
Oh. Okay.
Now, I don't know.
I've never heard that term. But then again, I didn't know what a slab was outside of concrete.
Well,
or ribs. Or ribs.
Yeah. Ribs is, yeah, that's not bad. I didn't know that that was a thing, but that's even worse because you feel like what he's saying after all that, which is basically just shots fired. But to bring up the fact that they're Eskimo brothers lets you know that last warning. So obviously there's to me. Now, this is just my speculation. You know, Dana's married, if I'm not mistaken.
He is. But so he's been able
probably
to escape
one of those,
any type
keep,
of.
Keep running at me, and I'm gonna let the cat out of the bag.
There's an untold story to be told that you probably don't want getting out there.
It's a great way to put it. Yeah, that's why I say all that other stuff is just two dudes jawing. But that,
woo. Now the Fertitta brothers, was it Tillman? Those Tillman,
not Tillman. It was,
but it cousin, isn't it.
Their
cousin,
yeah, cousins, it was not brothers.
Cousin. Yeah, okay. There's a relationship.
Right.
There.
Yeah, I knew there was. Yeah, I just didn't know to what degree and where, because I thought Tillman's brother was involved as well. From the get-go, or
in the
purchase, either in the
Lorenzo,
purchase, in the purchase
Lorenzo
or...
Fertitta is not his brother, and the other one is it Mike Fertitta is not his brother either.
Okay,
yeah, so. It was Frank and Lorenzo, right?
Or Frank, my bad, Frank,
yeah.
Fertitta and Lorenzo Fertitta,
yeah, okay. That were the ones that had the UFC
and the station casinos in Las Vegas. But yep. They sold it to WMI or what is it, WME?
Yeah,
and ironically, Tillman owns the Nugget in Vegas.
Yeah, right. It's a wealthy, well-to-do family.
Tillman basically owns half of Galveston and Kima. All of Kima.
Yeah.
The boardwalk.
Pretty wild.
I think it's a classic situation is when you start really going at the UFC, criticizing them. UFC president Dana White seems to be the guy that defends the UFC, and it usually happens against people who have a voice. And now Brendan Schaub has reached a point to, just like he mentioned, two very successful podcasts, each of which to have a great following. He doesn't fight anymore. He doesn't need the money or the revenue or the income that comes along with fighting. And so he does all these other things. He's a stand-up comedian. He's got the podcast going for him.
Movie.
You talk about a guy that can completely speak freely and has worked for the organization. I can see why Dana White went at him. But at the same time, I feel like Dana White is starting to show his age.
And he's got an up-and-coming guy from Houston working with him on the circuit.
Shut up.
That's big, man.
I'm never going to hear from him again. Because I told him, I was like, hey, I work for you in Austin. He was like, oh, yeah, cool. I'm like, yeah, that ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
you know right away when you get
you
that.
You can talk bad about the UFC, and Dana White won't care if you're not a big media member. But when it's someone like people watch that podcast. Joe Rogan, and he took a shot at Brendan Schaub and said, "You Joe would be nobody without Joe Rogan."
Exactly. That's exactly what I thought too.
I'm assuming that's what he did.
Which is funny because my article today for Sports Map was basically saying I don't like sports shouldn't be scripted, and what we saw in the ring after the UFC 226 was scripted, and it was garbage. And yeah, you're right though. A guy like Dana White, if he sees that, I'm a nobody. But if that's and
Brendan Schaub, he's not. He's not only is he not a fighter, he's not a Fox broadcaster, he's not an employee of the UFC in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
He does not have to represent them at all. And until then, he's going to speak freely.
Yeah.
He's just going to speak freely, and that bothers him.
And I don't mean this to be funny, I mean this to be serious, but it's a lot like what with you, Joel. Like, you can speak freely about the Rockets, you don't have the ties anymore, but you have the insight, so you know. And how many stories has he told? And nothing where it's been like, ooh, but it's insight that you're not going to get unless you've been there and done that. And that's kind of what you're getting from Brendan Schaub.
This is
like a lot of what we get on this show because of Joel and his ties with the Rockets. It's awesome, though.
And it goes back to the Ultimate Fighter days. This is a guy that was on the Ultimate Fighter with Kimbo Slice, Roy Nelson, all the former NFLers. And then he graduated into what was the, you know, landscape of UFC contracts and the shadiness that goes along with that. So
yeah,
he knows the game. He knows the game well enough. He's been out of the game for probably a couple of years in terms of fighting, but he knows it well enough.
Can I ask you something real quick before we get to the call, too? I was curious when you said that about when you worked with Brandon and then you offered up. And if you're a comedian and you're in his position, is it competitive enough that if you killed it when you were with him that he wouldn't want you to go?
Not him, I don't believe.
But there are comedians out there
where if you're really good and hard to follow, they don't want to have to follow somebody that's really hard to follow.
It's a question
some,
I always wanted to ask.
Some comedians take on the challenge, and they're like, man, that's going to make me better. That's going to make me go out and do better. Like, I wanted, and not out of disrespect, but I wanted to follow Andy Huggins when I headlined the Joke Joint. I didn't want to go out and get a guy that was going to be easy to follow and make me look even better. I wanted the fans to be like, that was an amazing show. And so I was fortunate enough that Andy was on there. And he's hard to follow, and it's like, boy, I got my work cut out for me. But there are a lot of comics that will take a guy on the road with them because he's not as good and he's not as funny. And by the way, speaking of that, somebody said, the funniest thing is Joel has ever said, laughing my ass off, can you cut a rug? No, but I can cut your neck, bitch. That was funny. All right, you want to do Eric's call before we go to break?
Eric wants to get here on Netflix. What's up?
And Glow. Oh.
Hi, guys. How y'all doing today?
What's up, Eric?
Have y'all gotten into that show, Glow? It's pretty good.
I watched like 2 or 3 episodes of it. But I don't know if I'm just weird, but you've really got to capture me in the first couple of episodes for me to keep watching it. And it wasn't good enough for me to go back to it.
Yeah, the second season is way better than the first, but it's a pretty good show.
Is there nudity? Is there nudity in the second season?
Nudity.
Huh?
Yeah, there's nudity.
Oh, okay, I'm in. Yeah, I'll watch it. That's an easy
Bell,
recipe.
Liberty Bell shows up naked.
Oh, nice. Okay. I have no idea.
What that is. I don't either.
Appreciate the call, Eric. Do you remember Glow?
No.
Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling? You don't remember that?
Oh, when they had the twins, the one that's going to marry John Cena and the
this
redheaded
way
one?
Way back in the day.
I've seen the one, the more modern one, with Nikki Bella and the redheaded one that was hot. And
the original Glow used to come on like Channel 20, like when the UPN first started
or
something like that.
Yeah, they brought it back last
that.
Year, right?
Did they bring it back?
Yeah,
because of the show.
It back last year.
But Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, they used to have like the Fabulous Moolah. But all these, it was just all women. It was an all female. And it was kind of, they tried to make it hot. They tried to make it sexy.
Yeah.
It wasn't. But they tried to. And it was just, I mean, I remember even as a kid, I would watch it and be like,
Who's the old girl that lives in the Woodlands that was in WWF forever?
She used to have a clothing store and dated a
Tish,
dude.
Or Trish Stratton.
No, not Trish Stratus. She used to date the dude that he ended up going to MMA.
She's pretty hot though.
Yeah, blonde. Yeah. Tori.
There you go.
Tori something. I don't remember.
Yep.
I'm sure our listeners will tell us.
Yeah, we'll get it in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, Glow. I remember watching Glow as a kid.
Okay.
That was like free porn. It was like because it'd come on. And you'd be like, all right, there's a hot chick in a leotard. That's all I'm going to get since mom won't buy cable.
Well, they upgraded.
Gonna have to do.
They upgraded it because I it's one of the like Bravo or something like that or E. But they have an updated version where they had the Bella twins, the one that's engaged to John Cena, and they were highlighting that they had all the chicks that are still in wrestling.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they did an updated version of it. It's a little saucier.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. All right, we're getting a little late for a break, so we're going to step aside for a second and continue to move on. As you listen along, we appreciate it, whether you're on SportsMap 94.1 or ESPN 97.5. Much more of the show to go, so don't go anywhere. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN and SportsMap.
7.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final hour of the show. It's SportsMap and ESPN. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. It's a Thursday afternoon. Happy to have you along for the ride, as hopefully your day is going well.
So apparently Eskimo Brothers is a phrase from the league, which I have not watched.
Oh, I binge watch every... No, I didn't.
Yeah, I have not watched the league. I hear it's funny.
Me too.
But I don't know. It's one of those shows I never got around to. It's a bro show, though. It's a real bro show. So you kind of have to be into that.
Okay.
Which, and then this is great speculation, Nick. Just speculating here, but what if they're Eskimo Brothers because of Ronda Rousey? She is Brendan's ex.
That's the thing.
That would be interesting.
Wow.
Dana White has been able to escape any type of controversy for as long as he's been the face for the UFC. And I always wonder, like, really? He's probably got ass being thrown at him all the time.
All the time.
But he's always talked about how he's super against cheating and super against drugs.
How long has he been married?
That's a good question. How long has he been married, you know?
How long has he been what?
How long married. Has he been married?
He's been married since he became UFC president, which I would argue.
96.
That's a long time.
Yeah, that's 22 years. And if he is that, they've got four kids. And that's why I say the biggest part of that wasn't just the calling out of the Fertitta brothers carried you. It was if we're Eskimo brothers, last warning. That's saying I've got dirt on you.
There's a little something behind it.
Remember, Tyron Woodley pulled the same stunt. And never, but it wasn't necessarily dirt on Dana White. It was more like dirt on the UFC as a whole and how they ran their business. So I guess it was slightly
different.
But it's going to be interesting to see how Dana responds.
Because that might be one of those, you signed a non-disclosure. There's certain things you can't say for as long as you're
about
around.
About banging the same chick, there's no non-disclosure.
Saying in Tyron Woodley's case, it was about the UFC.
Oh, yeah.
He may have signed a non-disclosure.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Brendan Schaub doesn't have a non-disclosure
on who
Dana White is banging.
But you bring up an interesting point. How he responds or if he responds. If he doesn't respond,
that's equally
he
as
definitely
bad.
Does not want anything going any further.
Equally as bad.
As the UFC turns. Well, you wanted drama, Dana White. You got drama now.
Like I just sands really think through the hourglass.
It's only a matter of time. He's lost.
What was the tune?
These are the days of our lives.
There was like a song that went.
Yeah, but it
creepy.
Was like a violin kind of thing. Yeah. It was awful.
I don't know why we have to talk of soap operas. That's the only TV we have in college.
In college.
Which is weird. Yeah, I used to watch General Hospital.
Yeah, and in the dorms, right? In the dorms.
Really?
Why did you look at me like that?
In the cubes, the football players, the big linemen were the ones that reserved every big screen TV in every lounge in the dorms for Days of Our Lives.
Yeah. I used to watch General Hospital, All My Children.
General Hospital.
And All My Children. Yeah, Luke and Laura, when they jumped off that boat. I thought it was over. I never watched Dallas. Did you ever watch Dallas?
The TV show?
I didn't either, no.
Not really.
Did you know they remade it?
Yeah.
I had no idea they remaking even remade
it. Because they're running out of ideas. But I knew they remade it.
That's just whack. Yeah. The thing about Dana White that's gotten him where he's at is because he doesn't back away from a challenge. Like he's honest almost to a fault. So you wonder if he is going to come out and be like, oh, you're going to threaten me? You know what? Fine. Yeah. I banged whoever. Big deal. I mean, that's kind of the way that he is. And he'll take that power away from Brendan Schaub, I would feel like, but then maybe it's so bad that he won't. I don't know. It's all speculation.
It's going to be interesting
guessing.
To see. Because I would like to see him say that. I would love for him to say, yeah, I banged that girl. I don't think Dana will say some brash stuff, but that's not one of the things I've ever heard him say.
Yeah.
You know, that's crazy. And maybe he'll just deal with it from a personal standpoint and just deal with his wife at home if that's the case. But
man, slippery slope.
I'll tell you right now, Dana White, UFC president, dude, he was, as all these fighters came and gone, and they came and left, and they're not even names in the UFC anymore, like the Chuck Liddells and stuff like that. And he's still been the face. Like, everybody knows who he is.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, when I was an intern
here.
He's the
Don King.
I was an intern here.
It's a good call.
Yeah. UFC, I want to say 136.
Oh, I just thought you said UFC 1 because you're pretty old, too.
UFC 136. And I actually
that was Houston,
waited.
Right?
Yep. It was when Chael Sonnen was fighting Brian Stann, and I think Frankie Edgar.
All American.
It was three championship fights, and I waited outside the Toyota Center just to get a picture and a photo with Dana White. This was like I was only like 3 months an intern here.
Yeah,
yeah.
And so that's you were a big Dana White fan.
People knew that he would.
Craig
exit.
Larson had you do that? That
no, that was me.
Oh,
that was me. That was all me.
He's just
Joel Blank said that.
No, I thought there was a reason why you had to wait outside and get a picture. Hey, did you see this last night, by the way? Really funny stuff. I just retweeted it if you want to see it at Pac-Man Joel. But there was a couple sitting behind the dish last night in like the Diamond Club seats of the Cardinals-White Sox game. And it was Dollar Hot Dog Night. And the dude gets like this big slab of mustard on his cheek.
And he's just sitting there conversing, has no idea that he has there. It. And all of a sudden, if you're, you know, the game wasn't that enthralling anyway, but you look past what's going on in the game and his cell phone rings and the camera actually zooms in on him and he's like, hey, and he goes, oh, hey, honey, we're on TV. Wait, what? Huh? And he starts dabbing. He goes, do I got stuff on my face? And the wife's like, oh, God, and just wiping his face down.
Yeah,
oh,
I saw that.
Good stuff. That's very, hilarious. Very funny.
Yeah, would your mom, when you were growing up, does she do that? Like, oh, come here, you got something on your face?
Yeah, it drives Lisa nuts if then, I do it for Taylor.
And then lick her thumb or her finger and wipe it off your face? Taylor?
Oh, God. The germaphobe that is my wife. If I do that, like, she's got peanut butter on her cheek, and it's, I'm like, hey, let me get that for you. And I just get a little spit on my finger, my thumb, and just wipe it off. She's like, are you kidding me? Where did you wash your hands? Go get a wet nap.
But
like,
it's not even.
It's my kid. Who cares?
But it's not even washing your hands. It's just gross to rub your spit on someone else's face. My mom used to do that.
It's a child, though.
Oh, so?
That's why your immune system sucks.
Yeah, you got to
get it. Actually, I never get sick.
I don't. Well, be careful now.
Yeah, now I'm going to. Yourself. Great. Now I'm going to get the HIV.
Not just sick. Just take it to that level.
You didn't have to go there.
Yeah.
Well, with my luck and my sex life.
Jeez. No,
all right. Hey, I'm right now.
Easy, Eskimo brother. God.
All right. Stillhouse Poker Club. Are the folks like that smooth.
Yeah, nice.
Smooth, Barry. Stillhouse Poker Club are the people that brought you the $100,000 guaranteed opening weekend, man. It was a huge weekend. That $100,000 prize pool ended up ballooning to nearly a quarter of $1 million that opening weekend. It ended up breaking all kind of records, and poker records here in Texas. And they're back, and they've got a better tournament, a $500,000 guaranteed tournament coming up in October. And one of the easiest ways to win a seat in that $500,000 tournament is to play their daily cash games. I mean, you're already playing poker. You're thinking about playing poker. You want to play poker. Why not get out to Steelhouse Poker Club right there at I-45 North and West Road? And get in on some of those cash games, get a seat in that $500,000 tournament, and have a shot at winning a $500,000. That's awesome. What is also awesome is the fact that they've got 20 tables, they've got TVs to watch the Astros or whatever sports are on, so you're not going to miss anything by getting out there in some of those cash games and tournaments. And Friday night, lingerie night, that's pretty awesome. They've got taco trucks and food service trucks out there. They've got mixers for your drinks if you bring your own alcohol, which you can do, by the way. And also, outside of all that, they give away a lot of money every week. $75,000 guaranteed payouts every week, Monday through Sunday. It peaks on Saturday where they give away $25,000 on a Saturday. Why aren't you out there getting your bit, your part of that money? I-45 North and West Road, like I said, that tournament is coming up in October. For all of the information, for all the details on the daily cash games, on the tournament in October, on the single-day tournaments that they have, just log on to SteelhousePoker.com. That's SteelhousePoker.com. SteelhousePoker.com.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final hour of the show. It's SportsMap and ESPN. It's Barry. It's Nick. It's Joel. It's a Thursday afternoon. Happy to have you along for the ride, as hopefully your day is going well.
So apparently Eskimo Brothers is a phrase from the league, which I have not watched.
Oh, I binge watch every... No, I didn't.
Yeah, I have not watched the league. I hear it's funny.
Me too.
But I don't know. It's one of those shows I never got around to. It's a bro show, though. It's a real bro show. So you kind of have to be into that.
Okay.
Which, and then someone, this is great speculation, Nick. Just speculating here, but what if they're Eskimo Brothers because of Ronda Rousey? She is Brendan's ex.
That's the thing. It's,
that would be interesting.
Wow.
Dana White has been able to escape any type of controversy
yeah.
for as long as he's been the face for the UFC. And I always wonder, like, really? he's probably got ass being thrown at him all the time.
All the time.
But he's always talked about how he's super against cheating and super against drugs.
How long has he been married?
That's a good question. How long has he been married, you know?
How long has he been what?
How long married. Has he been married?
He's been married since he became UFC president, which I would argue.
96.
That's a long time.
Yeah, that's 22 years. And if he is that, they've got four kids. And that's why I say the biggest part of that wasn't just the calling out of the Fertitta brothers carried you. It was if we're Eskimo brothers, last warning. That's saying, I've got dirt on you.
There's a little something behind
it. Remember, Tyron Woodley pulled the same stunt. And never, but it wasn't necessarily dirt on Dana White. It was more like dirt on the UFC as a whole and how they ran their business. So I guess it was slightly different. But it's going to be interesting to see how Dana responds.
Because that might be one of those, you signed a non-disclosure. There's certain things you can't say for as long as you're
about
around.
About banging the same chick, there's no non-disclosure.
Saying in Tyron Woodley's case, it was about the UFC.
Oh, yeah.
He may have signed a non-disclosure.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Brendan Schaub doesn't have a non-disclosure on who Dana White is banging.
But you bring up an interesting point. How he responds or if he responds. If he doesn't respond,
that's equally
he
as
definitely
bad.
Does not want anything going any further.
Equally as bad.
As without no doubt.
As the UFC turns. Well, you wanted drama, Dana White. You got drama now.
Like I just sands really think through the hourglass.
It's only a matter of time. He's lost.
What was the tune?
These are the days of our lives.
There was like a song that was
real
creepy.
It was like a violin kind of thing. Yeah. It was awful.
I don't know why we have to talk of soap operas. That's the only TV we have in college.
In college.
Which is weird. Yeah, I used to watch General Hospital.
Yeah, and in the dorms, right? In the dorms.
Really?
Why did you look at me like that?
In the cubes, the football players, the big linemen were the ones that reserved every big screen TV in every lounge in the dorms for Days of Our Lives.
Yeah. I used to watch General Hospital, All My Children.
General Hospital.
And All My Children. Yeah, right. Luke and Laura, when they jumped off that boat. I thought it was over. I never watched Dallas. Did you ever watch Dallas?
The TV show?
I didn't either, no.
Not really.
Did you know they remade it?
Yeah.
I had no idea they were remaking it.
I knew they were running out of ideas.
But I knew they remade it.
That's just whack. Yeah. The thing about Dana White that's gotten him where he's at is because he doesn't back away from a challenge. Like he's honest almost to a fault. So you wonder if he is going to come out and be like, oh, you're going to threaten me? You know what? Fine. Yeah, I banged whoever. Big deal. I mean, that's kind of the way that he is. And he'll take that power away from Brendan Schaub, I would feel like. But then maybe it's so bad that he won't. I don't know. It's all speculation.
It's going to be interesting
guessing.
To see. Because I would like to see him say that. I would love for him to say, yeah, I banged that girl. I don't think Dana would say some brash stuff, but that's not one of the things I've ever heard him say.
Yeah.
You know, that's crazy. And maybe he'll just deal with it from a personal standpoint and just deal with his wife at home, if that's the case. But,
man, slippery slope.
I'll tell you right now, Dana White, UFC president, dude, he was, as all these fighters came and gone, and they came and left, and they're not even names in the UFC anymore, like the Chuck Liddells and stuff like that. And he's still been the face. Like, everybody knows who he is.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, when I was an intern
here. He's the Don King.
I was an intern here.
It's a good call.
Yeah. UFC, I want to say 136.
Oh, I just thought you said UFC 1 because you're pretty old, too.
UFC 136, and I actually
that was Houston,
waited.
Right?
Yep. It was when Chael Sonnen was fighting Brian Stann, and I think Frankie Edgar.
All American.
It was three championship fights, and I waited outside the Toyota Center just to get a picture and a photo with Dana White. This was like, I was
really,
I was only like 3 months an intern here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you were a big Dana White fan.
People knew that he would
Craig
exit.
Larson had you do that at that.
No, that was me.
Oh,
that was me. That was all me. Joel Blank said that.
No, I thought there was a reason why you had to wait outside and get a picture. Hey, did you see this last night, by the way? Really funny stuff. I just retweeted it if you want to see it at Pac-Man Joel. But there was a couple sitting behind the dish last night in like the Diamond Club seats of the Cardinals-White Sox game. And it was dollar hot dog night. And the dude gets like this big slab of mustard on his cheek. And he's just sitting there conversing, has no idea that he has
there.
It. And all of a sudden, if you're, you know, the game wasn't that enthralling anyway, but you look past what's going on in the game and his cell phone rings and the camera actually zooms in on him And he's like, hey. And he goes, oh, hey, honey, we're on TV. Wait, what? Huh? And he starts dabbing. He goes, do I get stuff on my face? And the wife's like, oh, God. And she's wiping his face down.
Yeah, I saw that.
Good stuff. That's very, hilarious. Very funny.
Yeah. Would your mom, when you were growing up, does she do that? Like, oh, come here, you got something on your face?
Yeah, Lisa nuts and if then, I do it for Taylor.
And then lick her thumb or her finger and wipe it off your face? Taylor?
Oh, God. The germaphobe that is my wife. If I do that, like, she's got peanut butter on her cheek, and it's like, I'm like, hey, let me get that for you. And I just get a little spit on my finger, my thumb, and just wipe it off. She's like, are you kidding me? Where did you wash your hands? Go get a wet nap.
But
like,
it's not even.
It's my just, kid. Who
but,
cares?
But it's not even washing your hands. It's just gross to rub your spit on someone else's face. My mom used to do that.
It's a child, though.
Oh, so?
That's why your immune system sucks.
Yeah, you got to
actually. I never get sick.
I don't. Well, careful now.
Yeah, now I'm going to. Yourself. Great. Now I'm gonna get the HIV.
not just sick. Just take it to that level.
You didn't have to go there.
Yeah.
God. Well, with my luck.
Get the
and my
HIV.
Sex life.
Jeez. No,
all right. Hey, I'm right now.
Easy, Eskimo brother. God.
All right. Stillhouse Poker Club. The folks like that smooth.
Yeah, nice.
Smooth, Barry. Stillhouse Poker Club are the people that brought you the $100,000 guaranteed opening weekend, man. It was a huge weekend. That $100,000 prize pool ended up ballooning to nearly a quarter of $1 million that opening weekend. It ended up breaking all kind of records, poker records here in Texas. And they're back, and they've got a better tournament, a $500,000 guaranteed tournament coming up in October. And one of the easiest ways to win a seat in that $500,000 tournament is to play their daily cash games. I mean, you're already playing poker. You're thinking about playing poker. You want to play poker. Why not get out to Stillhouse Poker Club right there at I-45 North and West Road? And get in on some of those cash games, get a seat in that $500,000 tournament, and have a shot at winning $500,000. That's awesome. What is also awesome is the fact that they've got 20 tables. They've got TVs to watch the Astros or whatever sports are on, so you're not going to miss anything by getting out there in some of those cash games and tournaments. And Friday night, lingerie night, that's pretty awesome. They've got taco trucks and food service trucks out there. They've got mixers for your drinks if you bring your own alcohol, which you can do, by the way. And also, outside of all that, they give away a lot of money every week. $75,000 guaranteed payouts every week, Monday through Sunday. It peaks on Saturday where they give away $25,000 on a Saturday. Why aren't you out there getting your bit, your part of that money? I-45 North and West Road, like I said, that tournament is coming up in October. For all of the information, for all the details on the daily cash games, on the tournament in October, on the single-day tournaments that they have, just log on to SteelhousePoker.com. That's SteelhousePoker.com. SteelhousePoker.com.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey guys, listen for your chance to win the name game. You know how we do it? We do it all throughout the week where we call two names. If one of those is your name and you're the first caller, you win the prize. Today's prize is an $80 gift certificate to iFly, including two flights for one person. iFly makes the dream of flight a reality with indoor skydiving in a safe and fun environment. If you've seen it, a lot of my friends have posted pictures online. It's a pretty cool experience. Had a lot of rave reviews. If you have some more curiosity about it, iFlyWorld.com can show you how much fun it can be and all the information. We are not the show to do the giveaway today, but we will give you a little tip. If you listen to the Blitz from the Hyatt in the Galleria here tonight, at around 6:30, you have a chance to win.
Nice. I'm excited.
What are you doing, your non-bass enhanced Travis?
I hope it's me.
Because Travis gives you the deep, and he also gave you a little of the, what do you know?
Yeah, he stepped it up a notch when it was time to do the read. He was like, Yeah, what's up, guys? My name is Travis. Now's your chance to win.
What?
He didn't go a high pitch like that.
Then he coughed off a lung and started calling himself out on mistakes.
Somebody said, dude, what the hell? I'm in a company meeting trying to be quiet, just listening to you guys. The owner's talking about serious things affecting our company. And I start laughing like crazy when Barry says he was going to get the HIV. Pretty sure I'm fired. Well, my bad. But at least it wasn't as bad as what happened at this company, which I'm pretty sure was overseas. It was like a UK company. So the headline reads, the story about someone pooping on the office floor has more suspense than a Stephen King book. Now, I will warn you, Nick, there's a lot of cursing in this that I'm going to replace with radio appropriate words.
Okay.
But you know how I get sometimes. Yeah, move over there by the dump button.
You know how he previews on the fly?
No. I read this morning, okay. So I think I'm prepared to replace all the S words with crap or poop and the F words with frick.
I'm standing by. I'm
okay.
Good.
All right, so this is from the HanYolo14 account on Twitter.
I think you should probably go with the screen name.
No, I'm not going with the bleepy committee. No, I'm not doing that.
You sure?
The shooty tooty committee. We'll just say that.
Much better.
You like that?
Yes.
All right. It's going down at work today. Someone has crapped on the floor. This is not a drill. An actual poo. So, to set this up, someone went into work and pooped on the floor. It would be the equivalent of here at the Palatial Gal Media building. Someone just comes into the bullpen right there and drops a turd right there where everybody is. But it gets better.
We would have just gone, oh, Trey.
Yeah. Oh, damn it. Closed captioning. So this is the next tweet in the line. I'm just going to go in order here. CCTV is being looked at. Some nervous faces in the office. Hashtag crapgate. The turd in question was found by the cleaner in the kitchen.
Oh.
Next tweet. We're now all being asked to own up. I've not seen this much excitement in the office since they released the names and addresses of local pedophiles. Hashtag crapgate. This is happening. CCTV has been viewed. Tension is rising. Some very worried faces around me. People are turning on each other. Speculation is through the roof. Next tweet. We've just been informed, quite oddly, that the turd was a formed mass and not butt pee.
Oh.
So, not sure.
So they weren't on the keto diet.
Yeah, exactly. Not sure what to do with this information. Next tweet. Management are currently bunkered down in the conference room. Can't help but feel if they've reached this quickly to people's concerns, we wouldn't have poop on our kitchen floor to begin with. I reacted to those concerns. Next tweet. Never seen people checking out their colleagues' asses so much. Like, there's gonna be some remaining poop hanging out from their pants or something. Like, people. So now people are looking at other people's butts wondering, is that the pooper? I wonder if they pooped. Management are out, people. Turtle heads are going to roll. All right, next. CCTV was inconclusive. We're being told no one can leave until someone owns up.
Oh, my God.
I would be like, nah, I'm leaving. Everyone has turned on each other. Friendships are long gone. This is now a real-life Lord of the Flies. This is great. So now you got coworkers be like, I bet it was Tammy in accounting.
She always gets a bad rap.
Gets hammered for everything.
I just witnessed someone lean over to their desk mate and actually sniff them.
Oh.
This is great. A fight has broken out. I freaking love life right now. We work under extreme pressure every day. Today, one turd has divided a company. One solitary, well-formed poo has broken us. I just witnessed a colleague stand up and yell, if this isn't resolved by kickoff, I'm going to poop on all of you. I'm assuming it's a soccer match. Phones are ringing off the hook. No work has been done. Side fights are breaking out all over the shop. What a day to be alive. People are being sent home to calm down. I can't make this up. One person just leaned over to me and said, I know who did it. I recognize the scent. What? That would definitely be something Trey would say. I think that smell, that kind of smells like Wisconsin.
I've been in the restroom with so and so six times when he had that broccoli poop. And you recognize it.
Suspicion and speculation have gone into overdrive. Current number one suspect is the cleaner. Was this an attempt at the perfect crime? Was it smelt it and dealt it by the same person? The poo is still in the kitchen. Like
what?
Like it's a crime scene. Let's just get some chalk and outline it. This is so funny. They know who did it. The place is buzzing. Hush whispers ringing around the office. Friendships broken beyond repair. And still one little pool remains in our kitchen like a tiny murder victim. At this point, I'm beyond excited. I woke up this morning dreaming of England reaching the World Cup. Now I sit in anticipation of who will pull down their crack squat and poop on the floor at work. We have a culprit. This is it. This is the crescendo. This is the finale. We have a culprit. It was a disgruntled contractor who hadn't been paid on time. They had just been let out of the building, shamed in front of all of us. A chorus of poops coming home is ringing out in the office.
Oh, they're going to get made
fun of. So obviously you get that.
A wonderful day.
Because England's whole thing was, throughout the World
Cup
is...
It's coming home.
And
they were chanting... The
poop's
S word,
coming home.
Yeah. Shoots coming home.
That's hilarious.
Oh, God.
Now, if we're going to stir up the pot a little bit,
okay,
and we had to choose two people that or would three
poop,
people
that would from the
Gal
floor
Media
here?
That would do that here.
I was totally thinking the same thing. Like,
really?
Who here would be
I think
the one?
Number one, intern Trey. Just
nope.
Right
nope,
at the top.
I disagree.
Really?
Yeah.
I think number two, Barry Warner.
Well, he's not here anymore.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. He doesn't count.
But if he was here, he'd be up there.
You think he would poop on the floor?
I think he totally would poop on the floor.
Would you go into that bungle of hair to try and identify?
Oh, Lord.
Okay, so who are you guys thinking?
That image.
Death Valley.
I feel like I'm off, like completely off base here.
I feel like Trey, I don't know that Trey would do that. He's too docile. He's too, like, not that there's anything wrong with that. Like, he would probably, if you told him, Trey, I pooped on the floor, he'd be like, that's gross, but there's also not that there's anything wrong with that.
Barry,
like,
someday I might give you a champagne supernova, but yeah. I'm not going to poop on the floor.
Who at this?
Oh, I got one for sure.
Oh, okay, who?
I'm gonna say, all right, you go, who's one? Who's your one?
Eric Sandler. Because he eats all that, he's the culture map food editor. He eats all that great food. And there might be a time when, you know, you had a big meal and you've been in a meeting and you just can't make it.
That's a good one, dude. How are you going to argue with that? You can't. I think it's that's it. Like, he's the winner.
Who you got?
I would have to say, honest, and I'm being honest here.
You're supposed to be.
I think AJ.
Really?
I do. AJ,
you think AJ would crap the floor before anybody else?
I think he would. I really think he would, just to get at somebody, he would go to any length.
Oh, intentionally.
Yeah, he would just poop on the floor to get at somebody. I think he would do a prank like that. Because who else? If you think about the shows on air-wise, it's not going to be John and Lance.
No.
It's not going to be Raheel or Dell.
No.
Palillo's certainly not doing.
Tyler lives here, so on a late shift,
we can
especially
probably,
if he's been out drinking and
yeah.
all that.
But like none of the interns, I don't think would do it.
No, wait a minute.
Intern
think about
Trey.
Tyler's get me ride home.
Where he didn't he punch somebody?
Well, he also was all like completely bombed in the back of the car
true.
And everything like that. So think about it. He lives here as it is. He decides. I'm just going to leave this here for now. I'll get it for when they get here for work tomorrow.
But here's the key. It was a disgruntled contractor. So maybe it would be Trey because he's like, I've been an intern for 15 years.
Yeah, he does say that a lot. He does say that a lot.
Who you got, Nick?
He's going to stick with
there's
Trey, huh?
There's another gentleman I could throw on the
who?
Bus.
Why not?
Pete Crate would probably be another
Ooh.
Guy.
You think Patrick Crate would poop on the floor
I
here?
I think he might be capable, is what I will say.
What are you talking about? Are you kidding me?
Just
he comes screaming at you.
Huh.
No,
that's not bad.
I think we've listed all the names that all the possibilities.
So?
I think there's a few we've left.
Well, go ahead.
No,
we'll,
I'm good.
Spit it
Tyler,
out.
Of course, now Tyler's texting me, trying to come to hit the defense that he would never do such a thing.
I don't know. It's going to be somebody that you least expect to do it. So maybe Jong or Dell.
Jong wouldn't do it.
No?
No, because he said he's on routine. Like, he does it, like, 3 times a day or something.
Oh, wow.
Like,
dang, he's got a schedule?
I think he's been on air, like, who's he's said, admitted on the air.
Okay. I might need Jong to work with my daughter.
Get her on schedule and 3 times a day? It'd be great.
Yeah.
That would so be. You got Trey?
No. I'm going with AJ.
Oh, you're going to AJ. And who are you going
go
with?
AJ.
I mean, I guess I'll go with Pete Crate.
Okay.
If I had to. Oh, but Eric Sandler seems like the...
That's a good one.
That's
pretty
his
strong.
Job, is to eat food.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, he's the food editor, and he's getting all this
but
great
food. But that might be an accidental pooping. Like, he just couldn't make it in time to the restroom, and just like a crappy Hansel and Gretel just left a trail. Maybe. But I'm
walked
I'm
in
like,
to microwave some leftovers and yeah, boy.
But like intentionally, you gotta have a little bit of a-hole in you to poop the floor.
And that's why you said AJ.
That's why I said AJ.
You think AJ would really do something like that?
I think he's capable
I don't think
of
he
that.
Would do that.
I think he's capable, totally capable of that.
Just dropping a turd in the middle of the studio.
I do.
Right in between you and Joel, right there.
Yeah. Somebody said Jose Partida.
I don't think so.
He could be watching the World Cup.
No way it was Jose. No way, Jose.
I see what you
mean. All right.
All right. Hey, one segment to go on the big show before we turn it over to the Blitz. Don't go anywhere. Sports Map, ESPN 97.5, Usual Suspects. Be back with more.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app.
I'm breaking my real bad.
This is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final segment of the big show before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, John, the Blitz. Fred and AJ are at the Hyatt in the Galleria. It's a Thursday. It's a great day for a little happy hour excursion. Stop in, see them. They're going to have Brian Ching as their guest. As Nick has mentioned, good food, beverage specials, and entertainment with the Blitz. So they're at 4. They'll take you home until 7. We got one segment to go in the big show, fellas.
A couple of people have asked me to retweet the poop story.
Okay.
They want like the link to it, so I will do that. At Barry is funny. If you want to go grab the link on
see,
the
Stormy
Twitters.
Daniels got arrested.
Yeah, she got like, a little freaky.
Yeah, and it depends on which story you read, what she did. But of course, her big time lawyer guy now is out there saying that it was a complete setup and that they were waiting. Someone, you know, politically motivated, knew the rules and the laws of Ohio. She was in Ohio performing at a strip club. According to TMZ, she was performing at Sirens. Stage one, Stormy Daniels. At Sirens in Columbus, Ohio, she was arrested for allowing a patron to touch her in violation of Ohio law. According to the law, only family members can touch a nude or semi-nude dancer.
Wait a minute. What the hell kind of dumbass law is that?
That
they
exists
got it
here.
From
it's just that it, I don't think they don't enforce
well,
it.
Well, what family member is... hey, this is my niece, Charlotte, and I'm going to touch her while she's dancing. That's... What the hell
I
does
I think
that?
They're making the there's assumption bad, that their family
I
member can, wouldn't...
I
tip.
Just can't. There's a... It's
they
joke.
Wouldn't do it. Like, they wouldn't go to see her for that.
Yeah, but that's
assumption.
Just... Why even have that law then? That's just dumb. I'm sorry. That's just... That's a dumbass.
They adopted it from Arkansas.
Yeah, that could be. Maybe it's from the South.
The patron was actually a Columbus police officer, Mary Prather. According to police documents, Stormy put both hands on Officer Prather's butt and breasts, and then put her breasts in the officer's face.
Whoa, the humanity. That's just so bad.
That's exactly what is supposed to happen at a strip club.
Thank God that the police resources are being dedicated to this horrible, horrible crime of having breasts in your face.
That's
thank God.
Well, actually, I'm not even Stormy's lawyer, Michael Avenatti, who is best known for representing her against the president of the United States, said he described it as she did touch the patron, but in a non-sexual way. He went on to say this was a complete setup. It's absurd that law enforcement resources are being spent to conduct a sting operation. He went on to allege it was a politically motivated arrest.
I mean, get a life.
I would agree.
What, it's politically motivated?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. By the way, All Texting No Tweeting has a poll out.
Yes, I saw that.
Who would poop on the floor, Barry, Joel, or Nick?
Barry or Joel, for Nick. Sure.
And I accidentally voted for myself because I was used to the Wayback Wednesday poll.
Well, at least you're honest.
And I was like, oh, damn it, I can't undo my vote. And now Joel and I are tied at 40% each.
We are?
Yes. There's been 12 votes.
I retweeted it. Is this another sympathy vote for Nick?
I retweeted it. Now I'm in the lead. Give me my vote back. I would never poop on the floor. That's disgusting. There's no way.
50% of the votes. I would agree.
Easy, boom, boom.
Listen, of the three of us that's pooping the floor, it's definitely Nick.
It's not.
You're going to get drunk and not be able to control your boo-boo. And you're going to be like, I'm about to poop in my pants.
I've never been.
And then you're just going to crap the floor.
There's been times where I haven't been able to control my pee.
You pissed yourself?
But not my boo-boo.
So you have
you
yourself
because you're
drunk?
Such a germaphobe.
No,
you because you're such a germaphobe.
Stop. Okay, did you just admit to peeing yourself?
I may or may not have done that. I don't know. I can't remember.
Well, Barry, you got a couple minutes of the show to admit to something. I've admitted to.
Oh,
cheating.
I've already admitted. Like first one of time all, in high school, I got
we can
high
all agree. First of all,
and pee myself.
You hate germs so much that you would want to relieve yourself of those germs.
No
and you
way.
Would just drop a turd on the floor.
No, then Joel. You're in the kitchen, so you could clean up.
And we all know Joel is probably the fastest pooper in
no, that's
of the
definitely
three.
You.
No,
you,
that's him.
I no,
2 minute poop.
You are
I
on it. You
next
did it
you
in
had
the break
a conversation.
Yesterday.
Don't even lie.
Wait a minute. Y'all talk.
We had
you
this talk.
No, I didn't have to talk.
Oh my god, I went off
he
the show right now.
He initiated the conversation. Remember, we had this conversation.
That was a while back.
You made fun of him for it.
Yesterday, I'm at the urinal back. Turned to take a leak in the break, and the stall door goes flying up, and you're like, "Hey, dude, last break." Da, 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 da. I'm like, "What the?" And I'm like, "Did you just poop that quickly?"
Yeah, I can probably do it in 45 seconds.
You know what happened?
45
right?
seconds.
I can knock it out. 45 seconds.
It takes me that long to put all the paper on the seat.
Well, I mean, after
seconds.
That, I always do that.
Oh, you're such a
don't even act like I won't do that. You know damn well I won't do it. I would. There's no way.
You poop faster than someone could win $100,000 on the $100,000 pyramid.
I bet
Nick's in the bathroom. Yeah. Ding, ding. The clock's ticking.
I bet you both can do that. I mean, I'm in radio. I can do it in a commercial.
Oh,
break.
Are you?
No problem.
I can't.
No
there's
problem.
No way.
I can see you nope. going out, having a good time. And getting a call that you got to come in and fill in for somebody and produce a show. And you come in and you're drunk and you're like,
why y'all throwing in the drunk factor
like,
every time?
And you're like, I got to do this show. I'm starving my ass off. Someone left something in the kitchen I can eat. Oh, wait. Oh.
I don't think sober you would poop on the floor. I definitely not. Think drunk you would.
I don't think I would poop on the floor drunk. I really don't.
Oh, well, Scott Baker said I had to vote Barry. He sounds too defensive. That he wouldn't do it.
I would agree with that.
I hate you, Scott.
Great tweet.
I hope your Twitter account gets canceled, Scott. My money's on the guy who wears Abercrombie.
Barry Laminack. Done.
They're having a sale, by the way, on jeans if you're interested.
Well, see, you can get away with the jeans. You just can't get away with the shirt that says Abercrombie.
Wear whatever I want. I'm still in the lead by 49%. This is a stupid. This is a
show's
stupidest
over.
Poll.
You win.
This is the stupidest poll ever.
According to Nick's rules.
Why did I?
Over.
Why did I retweet this? Now
yeah, but he left it for a full day.
You retweeted the poll?
Yeah, I retweeted it. Throw him a bone.
Someone just gave up the lead.
Look,
no,
they
Devo,
said
Davinsky just gave up the lead. Tie game, second and third, nobody out. For
several
the
people have said both Fred and AJ love to talk about poop, so definitely one of them would. And like I said, I'm sticking
don't
with
they
AJ.
Have a poop song.
That Jong has a poop song that he plays. Yeah.
All right, another good one in the books. Tomorrow's an FYF Friday. We'll have a comedian to feature as well.
Nope.
So we've got lots of things to accomplish, including entertaining you every day, Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m. on The Usual Suspects. So for Sports Map and ESPN alike, we appreciate you. Stay tuned. The Blitz is next right here on your participating station.